T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, hey, welcome back. Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. 2 hours down, 2 hours to go. Everyone's on the drive home. Or maybe you're not. Maybe you're still at work. Maybe your job just started. Maybe you work a night shift, right? You get in at 4, maybe 5. Whatever it is you're doing, we're glad that you tuned in and you are joining us. We are asking you, or I'm asking you, your thoughts on the Lake Erie water, swimming in Lake Erie. Now, as someone pointed out, we get our drinking water from Lake Erie. That's also filtered several times, and then a lot of us filter it again before we drink it out of the tap. But what do you feel safe swimming in Lake Erie? And how does that compare to other lakes in the state? How does that compare to oceans? And what about fish from Lake Erie? Do you eat fish from Lake Erie? Your thoughts on that. 803-0930, star 930. But I think we all want to know an update on the person walking on the 190. So at 410, let's go to Alan Harris and get that update. Hey, Alan.
Hey, Joe. She's safe, but it was a really hairy situation. 190 North by Church in Niagara, the off-ramps. She was wandering around on the 190 on the side and then crossed over the Church Street on ramp to stand over there for a while, and then she decided she was going to go to the center median and walked across the 190 North. Now at this time of the day, the 190 North is just jammed with people, and I don't know how she made it. By the grace of God, she made it over there to the center lane, and then she was sitting there, and then finally a trooper car showed up. I know I was filming this for about 20 minutes, and there were no police on the scene, and then he got out of his car, and I got to give this guy some credit. He walked across the 190. He held up his hand and stopped the traffic on the 190 and walked across the 190, all three lanes, and got her, put his arm around her and brought her back over. And the last thing I saw, they were standing next to the trooper car right by the Niagara Street overpass in that area. So she's safe. Why she was out there wandering around, we don't know. May just be a poor lost soul. It's hard to tell. But thankfully, she is safe and sound right now. And traffic is moving again on that one, moving fine right at this point on the 190 North. Got to give that trooper credit for walking across the lanes of traffic and getting her.
For sure, Alan. And let me tell you, a scary situation for all, especially if you were around there at the time driving on the 190.
Oh, yeah. And I'm watching it, and it's like, I just don't know what's going through her mind. And thankfully, she stayed over on the sides. And then when she crossed over to the Church Street, she was pretty much off the road then. But then she decided to go across the whole 190 North and go to the center median. I have no idea why, but the trooper got her out of there. So everything is safe and sound right now. It was very harrowing watching it on a camera.
Oh, I can imagine. You never know what's going to happen.
No.
Gee.
Alan, thanks for that update, and we're glad to hear that she is okay.
Thank you, Joe.
That is Alan. We'll have a full traffic update in 8 minutes at 4:20. But at 4:12, want to know from you at 803-0930, star 930. First, I just want to say, I mean, that was really, Alan was watching it, and to hear Alan's updates, scary situation, and I can imagine if you were in your car on the 190, and you either saw this woman crossing the 190, or you heard Alan telling you that there is someone on the 190, a pedestrian on the 190, just how scary that situation was. I'm glad we didn't have to bring any bad news. I'm glad we were able to say she is safe. traffic's back to normal, but a very scary situation on traffic in the early moments of rush hour here in Western New York. 803-0930, star 930. What are your thoughts on swimming in Lake Erie, right? I think anyone listening to my voice has been on Lake Erie. What about being in Lake Erie? Let's go to David in Buffalo. David, good afternoon.
How's it going?
David, I'm doing well. What are your thoughts on swimming in Lake Erie?
Well, I'll tell you, I've been in Lake Erie since the summer of 1960. And there's nothing better. If you're lucky enough to have a boat or know somebody that's got a boat and you can go out into the middle of a lake, 40, 50 feet of water, and jump off of that boat, it's the best water park in the world.
Now, are you so you're saying the middle of the lake or away from shore is probably the best place to be in the water?
No, that's just my personal favorite. But the beaches and the river, they're all great. There's a problem near Hamburg when it rains too much, but they supposedly have COVID money to fix that. But no, the lake everywhere it's fantastic.
All right.
My father saw it the Sweetwater.
Now, David, do you feel that way about all bodies of water, or is there anywhere out there that you wouldn't swim?
Well, I'm not going to dive in the Buffalo River, although they've made some huge improvements on the Buffalo River, and I'm not going to jump in the White Lake. There are certainly places that I wouldn't go, but there's nowhere in Lake Erie that I wouldn't go.
All right.
Floating on the Niagara River is great.
Now, David, do you... You eat fish out of Lake Erie as well?
Yeah, I love fishing on the lake, and the fish is great. If you compare those charts that you're talking about, take the chart on how many fish you can eat and stuff from Lake Erie, and compare them to the charts from ocean fish, they're just about the same. There's no big difference.
All right. David, I appreciate the call. David in Buffalo, fan of swimming, has always swam on Lake Erie. And but something he said in that phone call is the reason that I'm a little, I don't want to say nervous, but a little uneasy about the idea of stepping foot in Lake Erie. Because like he said, well, if it rains a little too much when you're by Woodlawn Beach in Hamburg, so... Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, the uncertainty, right? And it's my uncertainty. I'm not saying that the people who put the warnings out, the people who take the tests, as we heard earlier in the show, I'm saying my uncertainty. If you're telling me, hey, if there's a little bit of rain, watch out, we're going to have to close this down. That's where my uneasiness comes from. But David makes a good point because, no matter where you're eating your fish from, there is a limit to how much you can eat in a week, right? I mean, those warnings are everywhere. I think it's a little more restrictive on Lake Erie. I could be wrong. But no, he is right about that. Excuse me. 803-0930, star 930. I'd like to hear what you think. And I'll go back. You never go, or I've never been, to, the ocean. And they say, oh, it's closed today, because of toxins. Now, maybe I'm wrong, but I've never heard of that happening on an ocean. But at least once or twice a summer here in Western New York, we always have, hey, don't go on this beach because of toxins are at an unsafe level. Or this one, swimming, not recommended for children, pregnant or nursing women. Those with certain medical conditions and pets, right? So you have those sometimes as well. Sometimes the lake's not closed to everybody, but it's a warning that children, pregnant or nursing women, and those with medical issues shouldn't go into the lake. Well, why is it okay for me to go into the lake then? Do you get what I'm saying? This is where my uneasy feeling comes. But let me tell you, 803-0930, star 930, you, so far, the texts and the phone calls, I am in the minority, and that's fine. I like it. I like the calls, and really, I hope this is turning into you guys convincing me to go for a swim in Lake Erie before summer's over. Wouldn't that be a good conclusion that you've convinced me, and we'll get a little Facebook video going, and I'll go swimming in Lake Erie. I'm not there yet, but we still have an hour and 40 minutes left. Let's go to Mark in Angola. Hey, Mark.
How you doing, bro?
I'm doing all right, Mark. How do you feel about Lake Erie?
Well, you know, I live on the lake, and I've grown up on the lake, and I'm 55 years old. When I was younger, it was pretty dark, pretty green. But now, you throw a mask on and a snorkel, it's crazy clear. It's awesome. I am a hardcore fisherman. I fish tournaments on the lake. And when it comes to eating walleye, they're awesome. They're awesome.
That's what I've heard. So, you're going along the lines of the lake right now, cleanest that you've ever remember it being.
Absolutely.
Hmm.
Absolutely. You know, I don't know if you do any snorkeling, Joe, but if you throw a mask on, 30 to 35 foot of water, you can see the bottom pretty clear.
I'll have to, you know, Mark, you might be selling me on, I've always been interested in, you know, I've always been interested in something like that, even going deeper into the lake. I've always been interested in getting a good look at the water, but like I said, a little uneasy about jumping in.
Gotcha. Well,
but Mark, how often,
it's not gonna burn you, bro.
How often do you eat from Lake Erie? How often do you eat fish out of Lake Erie?
Once or twice a week.
Okay. And you're fine.
Yeah. And I've been doing that for at least 30 years.
Well, Mark, I'll tell you this right now. If by the end of the show, my mind has changed and I'm going to go in to Lake Erie, I'm definitely getting a mask as well, because that sounds like something I'd like to do.
It's really cool, man. It really is. I mean, I've had an experience with the first time I dove out there, my nephew had really long hair, and the bass were biting at his hair. I thought it was really pretty funny. And we were busting open clamshells and feeding them to the bass, and they were eating at his hair. it was fun, man. It was a lot of fun.
Hey, Mark, sounds like a good time. And like I said, I'm 100% in if I can get rid of this uneasiness, which you guys are really helping with. I appreciate the call. You guys are awesome. I am really, really digging this this topic today, and I'm happy that you are too. This is great. This is a lot more involvement than I thought, and I really, really appreciate the perspective you guys are giving and the input you guys are giving. This is from Jim on Facebook. I got to read this. He said, the problem with the toxin report from the state is they're looking at the entire state, the stomach contents, the liver, etc. But, you know, most, they only take the fillet, he says, off the side of the fish, therefore eliminating 99% of the toxins from the fish. Cleans walleye daily for customers, and he said if you tested the fillets, there would be little to no toxins in that fillet. So, Jim, I appreciate that, and puts that, again, in perspective. If you look at what they're testing compared to what people are usually bringing home and eating, it's a lot different, right? So I appreciate that. Want to know your take at 803-0930. My questions, do you swim in Lake Erie? How does that compare to an ocean, other lakes in New York State? And do you eat fish out of Lake Erie, and how often? Me, going into this topic, very uneasy. But let me tell you, we've been doing this for about 90 minutes now, and I'm thinking you guys, as usual, are starting to change my mind, change my outlook, to the point where by the end of the summer, I might find myself in Lake Erie. Let's see how it goes. 803-0930, star 930. Let's go to Rick, who's in Elma. Hey, Rick.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Rick. What do you think of the water in Lake Erie?
I think it's fine. I mean, years ago, it was a disaster, and It's been cleaned up over the years, part of which is due to the zebra mussels filtering some of it. But I think the water quality is much, much better than it was in the past. And I would not be concerned at all about eating fish, swimming. I mean, we drink Lake Erie water. Granted, it's treated, but there's still, if you read the Erie County Water Authority analysis of what's in the water, there are going to be trace amounts of some of the things that on the surface are not good for you. But they're such small amounts, I don't think they're to be of concern. The other comment I wanted to make, you said earlier that you've been to the ocean and places and you never hear warnings about toxins. I spend the winter in Fort Myers, and we frequently have red tides and algae blooms that cause real big problems, and there's warnings about swimming in the ocean when they have these red tides and algae blooms.
And see, it's better to have that perspective, Rick, because obviously I'm going to hear more about the warnings from where I live. I'm taking a perspective of going there on vacation every now and then. You living there, you can give us a better perspective. I'm glad you called in and said that, because that puts away what my argument was.
Well, yeah, I think a lot of people just aren't aware of it. And if you're a snowbird like I am and you spend the winter down there, it's not an uncommon occurrence. When these red tides occur down at the beach, it not only is unsafe for swimming, but it actually hurts to breathe it. It almost like burns your nostrils and your lungs when you breathe in the whatever they emit.
Well, Rick, good to know. I'm glad I can take that argument away now from my uneasiness. And I appreciate the call. And again, another thing saying the zebra mussels really playing into this clean water. Thanks for the call, Rick.
Okay, you're welcome.
Rick in Elma opens the line for you, 803-0930, star 930. Now, we've heard several callers now talk about these zebra mussels that are helping clean the water. But online, I'm reading that these zebra mussels can also do some damage. So let's throw that in to the topic as well. Okay, so we're talking about swimming in Lake Erie. Do you feel safe? Are you uneasy like me? What about eating fish out of Lake Erie? But also, your experience with these zebra mussels, because I've had two or three texts now saying negative things about the zebra mussels. So if you've had a negative experience, I'm interested now learning about these zebra mussels. I'm interested in knowing more. I mean, we obviously know they have a good factor when it comes into cleaning the lake and having the lake the cleanest it's been. But what about a negative experience with zebra mussels? 803-0930, star 930, Beamer in for Bowerly, taking your calls right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Baseball is back. and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? All those nights when you've got no lights, the check is in the mail, and your little angel hung the cat up by its tail, and your third fiancé didn't show.
What?
Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You wanna be where you can see our troubles are all the same. You wanna be where everybody knows your name.
Yeah, sometimes. Welcome back. It's Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930. WBEN. You ever analyze the lyrics of that song? Maybe we should do that one day. Just go word by word through the lyrics of the Cheers theme song. I mean, that's pretty bad. Your third fiance didn't show. Here we are. It's Beamer in for Bowerly, as I said, on WBEN. Talking about Lake Erie. You know, everyone likes to get on the water for summer. And here we are, the final month of summer. And, you know, football, NFL preseason starts tonight with the Hall of Fame game. You know, a lot of people getting that reminder of fall. But let's be honest, we still have over a month left that we can enjoy on the lake. And I want to know from you, do you feel safe swimming in Lake Erie, eating fish from Lake Erie? And then we hear about these zebra mussels, right? These zebra mussels that are in Lake Erie now, and, you know, they've helped clean the water in Lake Erie, but some people have also had negative experiences with the zebra mussel. If you have had a negative experience with zebra mussel in Lake Erie, let us know. 803-0930. We'll throw that topic in as well. And where would you compare swimming in Lake Erie to swimming in another lake in New York State or in an ocean? 803-0930, star 930. Zach is in Buffalo. Hey, Zach.
Hey, Beamer, how's it going?
Zach, I'm doing well. What's your thoughts on the Lake Erie water?
You know, I'm not so worried about the zebra mussels or eating out of there, but one time I went down to Woodlawn and I dang near got hit in the head with the sun-bleached, bloated carcass of a rat. And that's what I'm mainly concerned with.
Really? That is terrifying. That's the last thing I would have actually thought of, but...
It was an especially windy day. The waves were like 10, 15 feet, and things were getting kicked up. You'd never believe.
So, now, do you still go in Lake Erie?
Oh, yeah, it's fun. Just got to watch out for the rat carcasses, you know what I mean?
I mean, that's one thing I hadn't been on the lookout for, Zach, but if I do find myself in Lake Erie, now I know another thing to look out for.
Yeah, but no, on a serious note, and that was serious, that's a real story, but eating fish from there, anything that lives in the lake is going to concentrate any toxins that are in the lake. So going swimming in there is one thing. You know, you spend half an hour, a couple hours in there, you're not going to leach a lot of toxins from the water in Lake Erie, but something that lives in the lake and only eats stuff that lives in the lake, that's a whole other story.
So you're more comfortable swimming in the lake than eating fish out of the lake because of that reason?
Yeah.
That actually makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. There you go. That's science.
Zach, I appreciate the call. Because I was under, you know, the thinking of, oh my gosh, I don't want to go in this water that they're telling me, you know, there's so many toxins that I have to limit the number of fish I eat. But you're talking about a fish that's eating. I get that line of thinking. So yes for swimming, but a little uneasy about eating fish from Lake Erie. I don't know if I've ever been uneasy about eating fish from Lake Erie. I just don't think I ever have. Right? Now, I don't know if it's ever even been offered to me. But like I said, you know, when I was in high school, oh my gosh, Crystal Beach all day, let's go, I had no problem. Now, I'm a little uneasy. But you guys are doing a good job of changing my mind. And these are my favorite shows. When we can talk about something, have a serious discussion for 2 to 3 hours, and, you know, after the show, I look at it a completely different way. I mean, now we're talking. That's a show that's going to stick with me, and happy to hear it. Neil in Forestville. Hey, Neil.
Hi, Joe. The zebra mussels there, I believe they eat the other fish's food. That's why they're so dangerous.
Ah, okay.
And as far as swimming in Lake Erie, you have a better chance of getting hit on your way to work by some idiot that doesn't know how to drive or that's drunk than you do of, you know, harming yourself from anything in the lake. I mean, you have a waterproof suit around your body. Now, the only thing I've ever come across with, I've kayaked there since I was a wee lad. And you take a little bit of acidophilus and a little bit of colloidal silver in your eyes when you're done swimming, and that will help fight the E. coli.
Okay, so what's that again? These are eye drops?
It's just colloidal silver. It's like you'll have to look it up. It's basically just silver in a water, but it helps fight the bacteria from the E. coli. And acidophilus, that's found in, like, yogurt. So it's good bacteria for your body.
Good bacteria. You do that after every time you jump in Lake Erie?
Well, I've had E. coli a couple of times, so, yeah, I do that now. But I will only eat fish out of my creek, like, before it hits the lake. But friends of mine have had, like, tons of walleye and other fishes, and they're fine. You know, most of the problems you run is because fish eat other fish. And that's where they get a lot of the toxins in their body from. But like that one gentleman said, you're not eating their liver, you're not eating their guts, you're just eating the fillet.
Huh. All right, Neil. Hey, I appreciate the call, man.
Hey, don't be afraid to swim in our lake. I mean, most of the stuff you buy in the store, how do you even know it's real fish? I mean, from what I hear, that most of the stuff on the shelf, if it doesn't have a head on it, you don't even know if it's fish. It's meat glue of some sort.
Neil, I'm telling you, that is another show for potentially next week.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Well, good job, man. Filling in.
Hey, always appreciate the call. Neil in Forestville, opening a line for you, 803-0930. I mean, just great points made. I am going to, if I do end up going in Lake Erie, I am going to get the things Neil said so I can take afterward. But good points made so far, right? And that is a great point on the fish because, you know, I looked it up during the break. And, you know, fish from the ocean, there's also a limit to how many you should eat a week on that, too. You know, they say about once or twice a week. So it's not just Lake Erie. But these are things that, you know, play into your head. And again, as Rick in Elma, I believe it was Rick in Elma said, you know, he lives in Florida in the winter. And guess what? They have a lot of the same warnings on the ocean in Florida. But, you know, you live here, and you go there on vacation. And then you come back, you're like, well, they didn't have any of these issues when I was there, you know, for a week. Well, you were there for a week. You live here. You're going to get everything, right? And I think that's why why I had such a negative, uneasy feeling about it. And I'm not saying I'm completely changed to, you know, going into Lake Erie, but I'm definitely warming up to the idea. Before summer's over, doing it. We'll have to get a video. We'll have to do a Facebook Live of me finally going into Lake Erie, right? And anyone out there where I can buy a fish that was caught in Lake Erie, I'm down. We'll go figure it out. We'll try it because I am getting text on text on text. Of Joe, I can't believe you haven't had a fish from Lake Erie. It's delicious. You got to try it. I catch, you know, I go fishing regularly. Okay. You've sold me on that because, you know, you grill that, you cook a lot of stuff out of it. You've sold me on the fish from Lake Erie. I will go have a fish from Lake Erie. Not sure I'll go swim in Lake Erie yet. I'm not sure we're there. 803-0930, *930. What are your feelings on swimming, eating fish, and how does that compare to the ocean, to other lakes in New York State? I mean, right off the bat today, we had a caller point out that, you know, because I said, I feel perfectly fine in the Finger Lakes, right? Other lakes in New York State. It's just something about Lake Erie. But again, it's I live on Lake Erie. So I hear when something happens. I hear all that. But if you go and look, and you go and do some research, this is from the Hudson Valley Post. Onondaga Lake, one of the most polluted, not only in New York State, in America. And why is that? Well, I was given some perspective. It's because it's a polluted mess. But others, Cayuga, Onondaga, Keuka Lake, Seneca, they're all fine, right? It's Onondaga Lake. It's a polluted mess. And it's the most polluted, a lot more polluted than Lake Erie. But before this show, I didn't know that. I thought, oh, all the Finger Lakes are nice and clean. Everyone talks about going, you know, for nice little weekend vacations there. No, that was wrong. Most of them are okay. Onondaga Lake, not so much. Again, one of the most polluted lakes in America. And before 3 o'clock today, I would have said that's probably not as polluted as Lake Erie, and I would have been wrong. Someone says on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, go swim in Lake Ontario instead. Much cleaner water, being bigger and deeper. Now, is that true? Ontario, cleaner because it's bigger and deeper? That is according to someone on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. That's another thing of Lake Erie, right? It's the shallowest of the lakes. It's the smallest of the lakes. And again, it's all the, you know, the cleanest lake in America is this lake in Oregon, Crater Lake in Oregon. Why? Because there's nothing feeding it. There's no streams or rivers feeding into this lake. And that helps it be the cleanest in America. Lake Erie, you have a lot of stuff feeding into Lake Erie. And, you know, there are the issues of sewage treatment plants feeding in to Lake Erie. As one of our callers said, the runoff after a rainstorm. And I think that's what played into my uneasiness. You know, is, hey, it's an orange flag today, so use caution in the lake water. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. But tomorrow it's going to be a yellow flag or a no flag. How'd that change so quickly? But the caller who lives in Florida opened my eyes to, hey, guess what? That happens on the ocean, too. It's not just a Lake Erie thing. So, you're making me, like I said, you're making me feel a little less uneasy about it. And I appreciate the calls. Appreciate the texts. Again, did not expect all the feedback on this and really, really appreciate it. 803-0930, *930. If you would like to join, if you'd like to text the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Also, we're talking about theme songs. Text in your favorite TV theme song from back when TV shows had theme songs. We're going to use them as bumps today and tomorrow because we've gotten so many texts of theme songs, we can't get to them all today, so that will spill over. This has started now. A lot of texters responding to the text I said on the air. Go swim in Lake Ontario instead. Much cleaner, much water being bigger and deeper. Another text says, Lake Ontario would be cleaner to swim in, but the large fish in Lake Ontario have the highest concentrations of toxins of any of the Great Lakes. The big problem with Lake Ontario is it's downstream from toxin that was produced in Niagara Falls. So that is one texter. Someone also says, Ontario is the smallest of the Great Lakes. Erie is much cleaner than Ontario, as everything from Erie flows into Ontario. So we're getting information that I never knew, and I hope this is informational to you as it is to me. Another person said, Joe, I'd much rather swim in the lake and ocean than a public swim park. I won't read the next line, but it just ends with yuck. And that's the thing. I mean, I love water parks, which the text was probably right, though. You know, I mean, I don't care how much chlorine you pump into those. Yeah, it's probably not the cleanest. 803-0930, *930 to get on. You can also text in at 803-0930. We'll keep on taking calls about swimming in Lake Erie, your thoughts on it. We'll also keep on taking your calls about this fortune cookie that we talked about in the 2 o'clock hour. We did have some good perspective on that earlier in the show. The fortune was always accept yourself the way you are. And my question to you was, you know, have you had difficulties? I think we all did when we were younger, right? But have you had difficulties accepting yourself the way you are? And has social media played into that? You know, as I said, I think for the most part of my post-high school life, I've been very comfortable, very happy accepting me for the way I am. But there are times, you know, stressful situations, you know, things happen that, you know, it takes a few days to get back to that. But I think for the most part, you know, I've been since high school following this pretty regularly. But what about you? 803-0930. And have you had to remind yourself of this? Have you had difficulties at times accepting yourself the way you are? Maybe observed somebody? And do you think social media plays into that? 803-0930. So that, swimming in Lake Erie. And now we'll throw this one in starting at 5 o'clock because I don't know if you heard, but Batgirl will not be in theaters. It will not be streaming. No, it's getting shelved. $70 million production will not see the light of day in 2022, which makes me think of something. $70 million, that's a pretty expensive purchase to not use, right? Tell me about the purchase you've made that, you know, you had to have. It was a good amount of money, but you had to have this. It was going to be a game changer for you. And then you bought it, and you've barely or never used it. And it might be one of these things that when you pass it in the house, when you pass it in the garage, you get that pain in the gut, in your gut, because you remember how much you spent and how you thought this was going to be a game-changing purchase. And now it's sitting in a closet. It's sitting in your garage. 803-0930, *930. So here are the topics. Accepting yourself the way you are, your issues with that, how you got to that place, did social media make it difficult? Swimming in Lake Erie, do you, would you, do you stay away? How's that compared to oceans and other lakes in New York State? Eating fish out of Lake Erie? And I don't want to call it the worst purchase you've ever made, but something you've bought, you spent a good amount of money on that you never used. 803-0930, *930. Beamer in for Bowerly. Final hour after the news on WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.